it to probably might be called your fault. It might be called somebody else's, you know. But then that doesn't give us any reason, you know, why we... it might not let the other fellow have any reason. Now, mostly the reason that I'm here is on account of crop failures and different programs. You see, I had a family of about 7 children, and they were growing up. Well, the government come along, you know, and told us we'd cotton reduction. I lived on a farm there 7 years. Well, I generally farmed cotton, you know, for my money crop, that is, to buy clothes and stuff through the winter that we had to have, you know. It generally the only money crop, and practically the only crop that country would grow in there where I live. And that there was any cash money in. Well, the government, you know, they come along and they cut off the cotton acreage. Well, it's some fault of mine that I didn't catch the hack of it. I told them the direct truth of how much cotton I was planting. Well, there's where I made my failure. I might have been in Oklahoma yet. Some of them, you know, they claim they was planting so much cotton. Well, maybe it's 2 or 3 times of what they was planting. But they cut my cotton acreage from about 45 acres down to 22 acres. Well, then we had to have a cut on it, you see, for to make the readjustments for the fellows that had put in more acres than allowed. Well, when I got the planting cotton, 16 acres was my allotted share. Well, me with a large family that planted cotton, you know, just for what we could gather and handle ourselves, well, that made another condition. One of the oldest boy says, there's no use of me staying here. We can't make a living here. One of the girls says, there's no use of me staying home because of just so much cotton and that's all the work there is to do. Why, we'll hunt us a job. Well, they've taken off for jobs, and they'd work around different places, you know, railroad. The girl, she got a job in on a farm, keeping house for a while, then she went to Muskogee and worked for a family, I think about 2 years for one family. Now she's been with it. Well, they moved to Tulsa, and then she's been with them constantly ever since. But then what it did was it tore up the family. Well, then here we planted potatoes. Potatoes was a failure as far as price concerned. And the PWA, or the government, bought potatoes. As they graded a certain potato. Well, I dug something like 2 carload of potatoes and never sold them. I didn't quite grade them close enough. Well, to regrade them and put them through cost more than I got out of them, so I let them sit there and rot. And people all around, what wouldn't come and haul them off. But then what looked funny to me was what they did with the potatoes. Some of them was dumped in the river. Others, you know, they pay them for it, dump them in the river, and people hungry. So the winter, I generally raise lots of chickens. I put in for a government loan on different things, and I was to get the government loan along about, I put in for it in January, I think, and I was to get that to help with the potato crop, you know, and along through. And I got the government long in April. I had 500 or 600 chickens. They all starved to death, or a large percent of them. 2 or 3 cows starved to death, waiting for a government loan. And so I told the folks in the spring, I says, the way everything's turned out, and money's so hard to get through, and I'd wrapped up in a government credit production, I says, I guess we'll just load up and leave out. I've just worried my head off for the last 5 or 6 years trying to make everything meet, and I'm getting tired of the worry. Well, myself, now, I've never regretted that I've left, because we have really had a good time on our trips. we've made life pleasant with ourselves by not growling because we live in conditions that we have to live. And we generally give them pretty good shelter. That is, I've hired quite a few hands. I've had picking up potatoes, picking cotton, you know, maybe 100 hands at a time. Not a big farmer like these are here, but I always give them some consideration in where to live and how to, and what, and everything, you know. I give them a little bit of, maybe we had a lot of potatoes and everything, and if milk or anything, we give them. But farmers here, a large percent of them, where you sleep on the ground, you know, they we're just treated as mules and hardly as good as mules. Because they think a whole lot of the mules. And but then, as a rule, I wouldn't kick on the California farmers because they get pretty bad treatment by the hands lots of times. But then the two, if they would get together and have a different understanding, why, they could help conditions for both parties a whole lot. That's my honest opinion. And the government camps that we live in, that largely while we're in California, the government has never spent a dollar that's done people more good than these government camps. You know, I just don't think there's a dollar spent nowhere. Not even money that's been loaned to railroads and big corporations. I don't think it's helped the country anymore. It's put more enjoyment in life for people than these here country camps. While there's lots of things that looks funny to me, we live in these houses, and you see thousands of dollars spent maybe for other things. For instance, here, right in our own doorway, we live in a tin house here. The government's spending several thousand dollars for to house a few cows over here that I'd like to live in one of the stalls when they get it finished. It kind of looks like that something wrong somewhere. Anyhow, I figure they just got the wrong man. They ought to have the fellow that built the cow barn to help build the barns for the people, I believe. They just got that fellow wrong. And if I would have any weight on it, I'd like to see someone make the change.
Well, that's not the government, though. That's the California specification.
No,
they can't sell their milk unless they meet these specifications
from
the states. See, so that's not the government.
Well,
talk to California about that one.
I think that probably through that if California would take the migrates over, probably it'd build us better housing proposition where we live.
Maybe better at the state to go rather than federal government.
Yeah, I think so. Now, the camps, they cause quite a number of chiselers to come in, and it makes tough with everybody. Don't you fellas, don't you think so? It just any amount of chiselers in there, they're a detriment to any country. And they've got to eliminate that while they're working on it to a small degree.
How long did you come straight out to California from
Oklahoma? No, I stopped in Arizona. I worked in there nearly a year.
What's the living conditions there?
The living condition in Arizona is mighty bad for a worker on a farm. They're awful bad. They're pretty near unbearable. In fact, there's just a tent. They'll furnish you a tent sometimes and a place in the corner of a fence for the sun to shine on you and the mosquitoes to bite you if you work for them. While I didn't work much in Arizona on the farm, I think we picked cotton. We was pretty fair cotton pickers. We could make a little money in picking cotton. I worked on a construction job there, lived in a house. But I've always tried to look at the sunny side of everything, you know, as we go through. We see and that helps a fellow a whole lot.